Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We are so grateful for your encouragement and support. And please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or the MP3 of our broadcast. This month, we are expressing our thankfulness to Will's Transfer Limited of 3100 Swansea Drive in Ottawa. This show and all the shows through this month are brought to you by Good News Christian Ministries and Will's Transfer, who has supported us with a generous donation. And thank you so much for that. Today, as we take a look into the Word of God, I'm wanting to look at the theme of what kind of a Father is our Heavenly Father. And so I'm going to read to you a scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of Hosea. God speaks this word through the prophet Hosea. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. This is the Word of God, and I'm going to speak about the message of God's great love, His fatherhood towards His people. And we're going to get into that in a few moments as we take a look at the fatherhood of God in the Old Testament, the fatherhood of God in the New Testament, and God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But first, I'd like you to hear this hymn, which expresses the theme of the fatherhood of God, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, from the collection A Celebration of Hymns.
Oh,
When we look into the scriptures, the image of God as Father is a very frequent one in the Old Testament. God is like a father to Israel. God is like a father to the fatherless. God is this father presented in Hosea, who teaches his child to walk, who bounces his child on his knee, who cares for him and draws him, his children, with loving kindness. He's the God who experiences the frustration of fatherhood, who finds his children running away from him and is moved to anger. But in the book of Hosea, in the 11th chapter, he declares to the people of Israel, "How can I give you up? How can I hand you over? How can I treat you as if I didn't love you? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is roused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath." There is the expression of God's fatherhood for us in his word. It's amazing, actually, to me that there's something about that passage which doesn't quite sound like I expected it to. He says, "I am the Holy One, therefore I will not come in wrath. I am God, not man. My heart is changed within me." I think that here we see something astonishing about God. When he uses the image of father, it's very, very common today to have a certain amount of concern about the fact that some people have not had a good experience of fatherhood. Some people have had very, very bad, hurtful experiences of an earthly father. And if we imagined God based on our experience, we might think that as a father, he would be, because he's greater than humans, that his anger might be greater, that his stubbornness might be greater, his anger might be greater. But here, God turns things upside down. He says, "Because I am God, I'm not going to carry out my wrath. Because I am not a man, but God, I'm going to gather my people again, even though they've scattered from me." Isn't that astounding? Because he's holy, he is merciful. Does that sound as strange to you as it sounds to me? When I was raised, I wasn't raised in a particularly strict household. I wasn't raised with a Bible-thumping religion or fire and brimstone sermons. But somehow I had the idea that God being holy was the reason that he would be angry at me. But here he says, "Because I am holy, I'm going to turn from wrath and work to save you." Isn't that amazing? Does that turn your notion of holiness upside down? Does that help you understand that God knows that the image of Father is not always a positive one, but he wants to be sure that when he uses that expression, that we know that he means wonderful things for us by it. He wants to disabuse us of the notion that as a father he is something other than the great and loving God who has worked to save us. That's even in the Old Testament. Now, in the New Testament, we have a great deal of God's loving fatherhood expressed. And it's not a fatherhood that is without its challenges. I think if you have been a mom or a dad, you understand that raising kids is a tough job, and it sometimes does require sternness and firmness, that it requires difficult choices, and sometimes it does require being the bad guy. Paul speaks about God's discipline for those that he loves. And the word discipline means training. He says that training is not all that pleasant when you're going through it. Training means doing things that are difficult and being asked to challenge yourself by the one who trains you. But Paul says God trains the ones he loves. He wants those that he loves to come through these challenges and be strengthened and equipped and enabled to be filled with more of his Spirit, to express more of his love, and to know his presence more securely. And so all the writers in the New Testament speak of this loving God, but they also speak of a God who permits us to go through difficulties so that our sufferings can create endurance, our endurance can create character, and our character can produce hope. And through it all, we know that the hope will not disappoint us because God has already poured his love into our hearts. As we continue in thinking about the meaning of God's fatherhood, we can take a look at Jesus' teachings about his Heavenly Father. And that's an important part of the message, isn't it? That when Jesus teaches of God's knowing our needs before we ask, he teaches God the Father, Abba, Daddy, who knows what his children need. And he says, if you as a father had your child ask you for a piece of bread, would you give him a serpent? No, don't be silly. If he asked for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? No, of course not. And Jesus says, you, even though you're evil, know how to give your children good things. Even though there's sin and brokenness in our lives, even though we can sometimes be selfish, even though we as parents find ourselves often still growing up ourselves, we know that we want to give good things to our children. How much more, Jesus says, does your Father in heaven want to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I've raised one issue of fatherhood and parenthood as moms and dads, that we ourselves, perhaps as children, we look at our parents and we think about the mistakes they've made, and then we find ourselves parents in that same role and discovering that parents are still in the process of maturing. As parents, we are still in the process of learning and gaining wisdom. We find ourselves trying to teach our children skills that we didn't learn in our childhood. We're still struggling to learn things and trying to teach those very things to our children. It's a tough spot to be in. And I think as we grow as parents, we sometimes grow in understanding of the struggle that our parents had. How do we learn to be better parents? We can learn from the example of our parents when we're able to honor them and recognize the good that they attempted to do. We can learn from the example of people around us as they raise their children. And we can learn from the teachings of Scripture about what God, as our parent, is doing for us. We learn from the lessons of Scripture that being a father is hard for God, just as it's difficult for us. In the story of the prodigal son, we have a father who waits for his wandering child to return and wonders how he's going to return. Now, God the Father is in a different position than we are when we go through those struggles. But we have Jesus teaching us that he understands the difficulties we go through. We're going to take a look at one more aspect of the fatherhood of God as we continue. But first, I want you to listen to this song. Again, this one is sung by GLAAD. And it's from their album A Cappella Hymns, and the song is called This Is My Father's World.
There's
This is my Father's word, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the sphere. This is my Father's world.
During the first half of this discussion, I've taken a look at some of the images of God as Father. And through the Bible, God is compared to many things. And we call those comparisons metaphors or similes, depending on how they're phrased. But they identify that God is like something. And whenever we do a comparison, we recognize that God is like the thing that we're comparing him to. And he's also unlike it. And so when we come to the idea of God as Father, we can note that there are many other metaphors that are used in Scripture. Jesus describes himself as being like a mother hen trying to gather her chicks under her wing, but not being allowed to, the chicks are being rebellious and running away. God is compared to a lion of Judah. God is compared to a lamb. Jesus himself is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We understand that these are comparisons pointing to an aspect of how God is like these things, but recognizing that he's not entirely identical with these things. We can see metaphors and images in Scripture of God as Father, as God, God as a mother, and God as a brother, and God in so many different ways. But the image of Father is one that in Jesus Christ, it goes from metaphor to reality. God is the Father of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is his Son. The word in John 3:16 that describes Jesus as the only begotten Son describes God differently, different in his relationship to Jesus from any other person. See, we are creatures of God. We are made from the materials of the created order. But Jesus is not created. The ancient church fathers spoke of Jesus as being generated by God, or being proceeding from God, because he is one in substance with God. That old story about Pinocchio is kind of like that. You know, that Geppetto created a puppet. He didn't conceive a son. He created a wooden puppet. And somehow or other, it was given life. The challenge in the Pinocchio story is for Pinocchio to become a real boy. In creation, God made Adam and Eve. God made the human race, and he gave them life. But they are not generated out of the substance of the Father. They're made out of the materials of the universe. Jesus, however, is eternally with the Father. Jesus is not created. He is of the same substance of the Father. He is himself one of the three eternal persons of the Godhead. And Jesus and the Father are one. But when Jesus takes on flesh, God the Father literally becomes his Father. Mary is his mother, and God is his Father. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, he is truly the Son of God. And so when we look at Jesus' relationship to his Father, we have a special insight into how God the Father works. I just want to draw your attention to what the Father says to the Son in the New Testament. Just quickly to look at a couple of verses. Remember when Jesus is baptized and a voice comes from heaven saying, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." The Father speaks encouragement, speaks of his pride in his Son, his joy in his Son. Likewise, on the Mount of Transfiguration, almost the same words are spoken. As Moses stands there and Elijah stands there and Jesus stands there, the Father speaks about his boy. He says, "This is my Son with whom I am pleased. Listen to him." God the Father looks at his Son with pleasure, is proud of his boy. He loves him with an everlasting love. He trusts him with the work that he's given him. He sends them to earth to do a difficult task, and together they accomplish the salvation of the world. God has been so generous with his praise for his Son. What kind of Father do you think God is to us when he adopts us into his family? He is the same joyful, proud Father. He works in us to fit us for heaven, and he is confident that with his love, we will be prepared and spotless before him. God loves us with the same love with which he loves his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. God, help us to know and experience your love. Help us to be changed by that love. Help us to rejoice in that love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for your encouragement and support. And thank you for listening to us this week. I want to encourage you to visit our website and make use of the resources that are there. And today, again, we especially want to thank Will's Transfer Limited, whose generous support has enabled us to put out these broadcasts this month. Will's Transfer Limited is at 310 Swansea Drive in Ottawa. Again, thank you so much. Listeners, please be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, as we finish today, I'd love to have you listen to this song, a song by Carolyn Ahrens, which she sings to, which she wrote for and sings to one of her children, and speaks to that baby about your Father in Heaven.
Our precious little one, hello. Hope you don't mind if we watch you grow. Today we saw you focus your eyes.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.